Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah, daf Chaf Aleph, the last complete full blot in the first perek. Before Be'ez Hashem on tomorrow's daf, we get into the second perek, in Yoni Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so Chaf Amabez, we are up to Amar Ma, a couple of lines from the bottom, just one or two points related to the end of yesterday's Shia. We started to discuss the issue of the international dateline, which the Baal HaMor brings into the Gemara in a very emphatic way yesterday. But keep in mind, again, I didn't mean to paskin in any way. There are the different opinions, and one has to go through the research and ask their local posek exactly what she did to follow. Again, the Baal HaMor is the real, and the ones who quote him, the Rashba and the Ritva and Arsugya, are the ones that are most clear. The other Rishonim didn't discuss them because it really wasn't shayach to them. It wasn't that people were asking them shaylas from outside. But again, there are the two major unique dateline shitos. As we said, the Chazon Ish, based on the Baal HaMor in our sugya, who holds the dateline is 90 degrees east of Yerushalayim. Rav Tukachinsky, who said it's 180, I didn't mention his svara. His svara is based on the Medrash that discusses Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim being B'tabur Ha'aretz, the belly button of the world, the middle, the center of the world. The Sefer HaChinuch quotes this in Truma, on the mitzvah of Asu Li Mikdash, that is the center of the world where creation took place from, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings all Hashgacha, Shefa, Bracha, all comes from Eretz Yisrael and then radiates out, but that's the center. So if you take a globe and you draw it flat, you cut the globe and you make it flat, Eretz Yisrael is in the middle. So the dateline is 180 degrees exactly on the other side of the globe. That's why he has his shita. But a number of other poskim, I heard yesterday, b'shem Posek Echad Gadol, in the name of a major contemporary in previous generation Posek, but I didn't see it inside, I don't want to quote it by name, that they asked him, you know, what should I do? I'm going to Australia. What day is Shabbos? He says, what are you asking me for? I ask the people in Australia when Shabbos is. What does that mean? That means he felt that you go by the dateline that everybody uses. Meaning by that the accepted dateline of Rav Kasher and others to go by that. Why is that? Because if you think about it, this posik said, you know, the dateline was agreed upon in the 1800s. But really, that was to formalize really what was going on for the past 1,000 years before that. People, the civilization started in the Fertile Crescent in Eretz Yisrael and surrounding areas, and whenever people went west, so they went backwards. Whenever they went east, they went forwards. Right? Until they got to the Pacific Ocean. Pashtus. Anyway, so that's why there are some poskim that also hold of the regular dateline. Again, major, major machlokes and interesting issues that come up, but yesterday from yesterday's daf. And the way that the Baal HaMor uses yesterday's daf is exactly related to our issue. And again, I quickly mentioned yesterday about Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana, we hold the molad is significant for Kiddush Levana. That's the Shulchan Aruch and Tav Chavav. It's really a machlokes between the Machaber and the Ramah. How late can one do Kiddush Levana? How early is also a machlokas? What's the earliest time for Kiddush Levana? What's the latest time? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Ein Mevarchin, Al Hayareach, Ela B'Motzei Shabbos, K'shu Mevusam, U'Begadav Noyim. Okay, you should do Motzei Shabbos when we're dressed nicely, when we have on our Shabbos clothes. What is the earliest, what's the latest? So the Shulchan Aruch holds only from day 7. A Mevarchin Aleha, Ache Ya'avru Shivra Yamim Aleha. Until 7 days have passed. Doesn't really literally mean 7 days, let's say from the molad, but 7 days, that's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Berurah, Rov Achronim Pligi El Zeh. Most Achronim argue on this. Ula Ditu, Al Kalpanim, La'achar Shlosha Yamim, Me'es La'es Me'es HaMolad. Right, one is 72 hours from after the molad. That is the earliest time to do Kiddush Levana. So it depends when the molad is. It could be day 2, it could be day 3, day 4, whatever it is. Shenanin Kfar Me'ora. Yish Levarech, that's when you already get benefit from the light of the moon, which is really light of the sun. Yish Levarech Aleha, Ve'en LaHachmetz HaMitzvah. Should it be Machmetz? Achein, Mashlishi LaChodesh U'Be'echad Mimei HaShavua. If the earliest time is during the week, Nachon LaHamtid An Motzei Shabbos Abba. Like we said earlier, wait for Motzei Shabbos so you can do it when one is Mevusam and wearing Shabbos clothes. The Vilna Gaon and others say no, Zriza speaks out everything, and you can do it as early as you want. So, whatever you want to do, especially Bimei Choref V'Geshem, Hazaris Hareza Meshubach, that serves at the earliest. You go by the 7 or 3, right? So, Machlokes, whether one follows the Shulchan Aruch or not. The latest time is also a machlokas. The Shulchan Aruch says ad emasay mevarchan aleha until when ad tezayin miyom hamolid velo tezayin bechlal. So the Shulchan Aruch's language is also the 16th from the yom hamolid. What does it mean miyom hamolid? From the moment of the molid. That's what you count me'es leis. And the Ramah says the ein lekadish ela ad chatzi chav tes yud beis tash zag min hamolid. Right? The Ramah has a little more. A little flexibility. The Mishnah Berurah notes the Kaimalani and Chacha Shalavana Pachos bin Chavtes Yom. It has to be exactly what we call a month. What really is a month. We just don't start a month in the middle of a day. So the Ramah says that you have to go exactly by the amount of chalakim that are in each lunar cycle, and from then, after that, you can do Kiddush Levana. And the Shulchan Aruch says, no, you just go by the days, go by the 16th day. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah quote in the Bir Halacha, do you have any other kulas? Quotes from the Knesset Hagdola, maybe you can do it even on the 16th. Machlokas Achronim about that. Okay, that's in terms of the Molad and how it is Lamaisa for us. Let's continue though now. Amar Mar. Tzarek Shayiya Laila V'yom Min HaChadosh. Minolan, how do you know that? So again, that was a machlokas Rashi Balamar. What did that mean? Rashi says that meant that if people see the moon at night, the moon hayashan, the moon getting smaller, then you can't make the next day Rosh Chodesh. Because it's, even though it might be impossible, like Rashi said, according to the day of Ma'aymin, that we instill fear and intimidate the Edom, even if they didn't see it, it would be possible, but you don't do that. If people saw the moon getting smaller one day, you can't make that day Rosh Chodesh. And the Baal Amar said, what does it mean, Laila V'yom Min HaChadosh? It means, when you declare it Rosh Chodesh in Eretz Yisrael, you have to have at least one place in the world going west that still has that entire day Min HaChadosh, right? 18 hours, noon, if the Molad is before noon on in Yerushalayim, so you go back 18 hours, you still have a complete day that is Min HaChadosh somewhere in the world. After Chatzos, it would not be. So Minolan, how do you know that? That you have to have the Erev and then Boker, part of the same halachic day. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Me Erev Ad Erev, by the Pasuk by Yom Kippur, Me Erev Ad Erev, Tishpesu Shabbatchem, from night till night. So you see the day starts from the Erev. Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish, his Talmud and brother-in-law says, Ad Yom Ho'echad Ve'eshim Lachodesh, Ba'erev. Right, it goes from that day until Ba'erev, right, at the end of Pesach. When does Pesach end? Ba'erev at night. Right, so you see, Pesach ends at the end of the day where the night starts. That is when the day of Pesach ends. My Benayu, my Nafkamina, between these different deos, Abaya Omar, Mashmas Darshaniki Benayu. There's really no halachic difference. The difference is how you darshan the psukim and where you get it from. Rava Omar, no, there is a little difference. Chatzos Laila Ika Benayu. The Nafkamina might be, do we have a source that the halachic day starts at sunset or only at Chatzos? Because if you look at the Pesach Pasuk, there's differences in halacha up until Chatzos on the first night of Pesach, and further, the mitzvah of chiv of eating matzah is only that first night. So if you only have the second Pasuk, maybe you'd only realize from Chatzos and on is part of a halachic day. But the previous Pasuk, Be'erev Ad Erev, teaches me that even from the beginning of the night, that is also included in the halachic day. And we know all mitzvahs hayom have to do and are related from nighttime until nighttime. We mentioned in a Parsha Shir a couple of weeks ago, Parsha's Emar, that discussing various areas of halacha. So for example, Osova es bino, lo sishchatu biyom echad. Pasuk is not allowed to shecht a mother and offspring animal on the same day. Cow, sheep, Isser Osova es bino. And the Gemara there says that we know that the yom is holy chachar halayla, that you go by the halachic day. Asks the Hegyona Shel Torah, actually, he comments, not really a question, but Betzir Firer, he said, this isn't just a Gzeiras HaKasuv. It's just that every time we follow a halacha that goes by the halachic day, that is really Eidos on Maaseh Breishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Voker, the night before the day, and every time we say, Osov Es Bino follows that, that's giving Eidos. We testify, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the day, created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. After all, that is not a convention that people came up with. Wherever we go in the world, a week is going to be 7 days. Wherever we go. A month, there was a certain time in history, about 150 years ago in Europe, that a certain country started a 10-day week. Okay? Didn't work. Didn't happen. They tried. It doesn't work. A month? right? So a month, it depends. Sometimes some calendars have 29, 30, 31. There are different calendars for months. But when it comes to days, when it comes to weeks, Maisa Bresha. So when we say that the Hayom Holet Acher HaLayla, that is following HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Vayera V'Yivoker. That is the significance. And then he quotes a fascinating pshat in a Rashi that we know. In Parshas Kisisa, Rashi quotes that, why did we miscalculate by the Chet HaEgel? Or go back a step. Why did they do the Chet HaEgel? Because they miscalculated. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm coming back in 40 days. And Bnei Yisrael said, okay, we'll start counting. And they started counting that day as day one. But really, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't mean for them to count that day as day one, because after all, the day already started. I wanted you to count starting from tonight. And then the following day will be day one. And that's why they were off by a day, and the Satan used that miscalculation, and he showed Moshe Rabbeinu, as if he had died. So what's the root? The whole Egel came from a miscalculation by a day? And that led to that doing Avodah Zara, or close to Avodah Zara, or something that looked like Avodah Zara? Explains our Betzid fear and no. The point is, if Am Yisrael were so in tune with Maisa Bracious, if that was always, if they had such deep emuna, that there was clarity, said Memela, they would have known, of course. Moshe Rabbeinu says, count a day. Well, we can't count this day because we didn't count the night with it. So it should have been obvious to them that when Moshe Rabbeinu counts, tells them to count, that this day doesn't count. And because they didn't do that, that was a reflection that emuna wasn't forefront in their mind, and memelo led to the Chet HaEgel. So there is a connection. He says, Shebezer ratza Moshe lahachdir. Moshe wanted to imbue in them, b'toda asam shel b'nei Yisrael, es ha'ikaron, shahayom holich acher halayla, ve'al yedei ze lechazek es emunasam b'maisa b'reishis. Ula b'nei Yisrael shelo hayu chadur moso ikaroto. And that's, they made the mistake. Makara ta'us was not stam, they miscalculated. Was because hayom olech achar alayla. And they weren't what we would call in today's language, they weren't in the emuna zone. It wasn't focused on their mind. If they would have been so focused, they wouldn't have made such a mistake. And that's the hayom olech achar alayla. Every time we follow a halacha, in terms of Hilchas Nida, and in terms of Hilchas Shabbos, anything, we go hayom olech achar alayla, that is edus on Maisa Bereishis.
One is Maisa Bereishis, and the other is the time that we became a people.
I don't know if it's the time we became a people. May Erev on Erev, that's talking about Yom Kippur. Right? So Chatzos, right, I mean, the Chatzos is, that was the beginning of the mitzvahs that we got. That's why it might be an exception to the rule. That's true. It might be an exception, but we might limit that case because the specific halacha that pasuk is by only had a difference before and after Chatzos. But see, only, at least according to one of the Tanaim, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Okay, let's continue. Amar Rabbi Zeira, four lines to the bottom. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rav Nachman. Kol Sveika Lekamei Shadinan. If somebody lives in an outlying area and they're not sure which day is supposed to be a certain holiday, so always be Machmir one day further. Assume that maybe Beis Din was Ma'aber and it's one day further. Don't assume that Beis Din made it a day earlier. So that's Lekamei Shadinan. Lekamei Shadinan, right? Rashi says Lekamei Shadinan, four lines for the bottom. Ein anu tzrichin lahaktim Pesach osukas biyud dalid liyom shloshim shel adar shel elul. You don't have to think that Pesach is on the 14th. No. Hold 15th and 16th. Right, those are the Yatav Shenis. Go back, go further a day. Machmas Safik, Shebekitchu Bezer, Azachodesh, Biyabesha Vetisha. Tzrichin anu lasos Yatav Sheni, Biyom Tezayin. On the 16th, maybe they were ma'aber the previous month. Says the Gemara Lameimra, is this to say to chameisar v'shitzar avdinon, abeisar lo avdinon? You do the 15th and the 16th, you don't do the 14th? Is that what it's saying? That's what it seems to be saying. V'levid nami arbeisar. Why don't you go back a day? 14th, v'dila chasrula av, chasrula elul, or l'shvat. Maybe they made a double chaser, and therefore you're off by a day early. Right? You should do it one day early. So the Gemara says, "Trei yarchi chaseire kala islahu." When you have 2 days, where 2 days, 2 months in a row that had 29 days, so that would be an unusual occurrence. Everybody would be talking about it. Kala islahu, there would be a kol, and the fact that you didn't hear that means that it didn't happen, and you're allowed to assume that it didn't happen, and can just hold the day later lekamei and not the day earlier. Period. Levi ikla labavel bechatzar b'tishrei. One time Levi comes to Bavel on the 11th day of Tishrei. Omar basim tavshila de bavloi biyoma rabba de marava. He saw them cooking on this day, and he said, the tavshil, the food, of the Babylonian smells so nice, and they're doing this on the Yom HaRabbah of Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, it's Yom Kippur, what are you doing? Levi says, it's Yom Kippur in Eretz Yisrael, what are you cooking for? Meaning, they thought it was the 11th, they thought Yom Kippur was yesterday. Levi comes and says, Oyvei, what are you doing? There's a lot to say, but let's first finish the story. Amri le Asid, they say to him, really? Testify for us. Testify that it's really Yom Kippur today. And then we'll stop eating. And then we'll stop cooking. Testify for us. Right, Rashi. V'dekabel aleinu v'lo nochal. Amar lehu, he says, sorry, can't do that. I can't testify. Why? Amar lo shamati b'vivezin mekudesh. As we'll see on Amud Beis, there's a special din that you can't declare, tell other people that's what Bezdin said, unless you heard Bezdin say it. I wasn't in the Bezdin at the time. I know it. But I wasn't in the Beis Din, so you aren't in the Beis Din, I can't testify, and therefore they didn't need to follow him. He said, Lo shamati b'vivezim mekudesh, even though he was a trustworthy person, but special din, that once they observed a certain day, that was good enough, al pi halacha, again, a part of the larger definition of Avabishashogig in Mezidin, it's also Klal Yisrael, if they follow a day, and there's no specific edus to say otherwise, so then it is okay. A couple of points. Number one, it was Yom Kippur, so how did he come on Yom Kippur? He came on the 11th, but he held it was Yom Kippur. So how did he come on Yom Kippur? So Tosfos, and the Ritva expands on it, Tosfos has 2 days. Tosfos, second line on top, Umitocha Tchumba, he was already in the Tchum when Yom Kippur started. Yom Kippur Ave, Inami, V'yom HaKippurim Shel B'nei Bavel, Ba Samach L'Chashecha, V'hu Haya Erev Yom HaKippurim L'B'nei Eretz Yisrael. He came a little before. Either way, the Rishonim figure out how exactly he got there if it was already Yom Kippur. Number one. Number two, says Tosfos, how did he let them keep eating? Right, so I don't have testimony. So he didn't scream at them? It sounds like he gave up. He says, it's Yom Kippur. They said, testify. I'm sorry, I can't testify. End of story? Ask Tosfos. In the middle of Tosfos, Vim Tomar, Heich Yanicham Lechol. How did he let them eat? He thought it was a Yom Kippur. If you see a fellow Jew eating on Yom Kippur, and he's a Jew that wants to follow Halacha, you'd scream at him. Not scream, you'd try to convince him, you'd try to be Mishachneim, and let him know that it's Yom Kippur. V'yesh kan vada yisr karis doraisa. What, mutav she shogigin? They're not shogigin. V'yesh lomar, answers Tosfos, hatran lekama beperek sheni. Asher tikru os atem mikroi kodesh bein bezmanim ein shalob bezmanan v'yamrina megamara atem afilu shogin afilu mezidin afilu mutin. As we just said, not only does that drasha tell us that Bezdin has flexibility, but even Klal Yisrael has flexibility. Once they observe a certain day, that's it. Unless there's testimony otherwise, we are able to hold that. Number one, the Ritva says maybe there's a different pshat. He says, I'm not so sure that this would be the allowance because that's really upon Beis Din. He says, "V'takanes chachamim ha'isa shelo yatsu shluchim legola al Sinai v'tishrei ad sheyishmu b'pi Beis Hamikdash." We'll have that on our base. The shluchim didn't need until they heard explicitly that Beis Din said it. "V'ha'isa b'chala takana dekol shelo yoid ha'ed deshama m'pi Beis Din Hamikdash shelo yismechu olav klal." It was just part of that takana, not part of Shogigin and Mezidin, but it was part of the takana that unless you heard it otherwise, and if you didn't hear it otherwise, you shouldn't hold on them. Hilkach Levi Gufe, says the Ritva, Kivan di Yada Vadai Shehuk Vatishrei B'Yom Shlosha Ve'Echad Yeshlo Lezados Kibnei Eretz Yisrael. Since Levi, he knew it, so he had to hold that. But Lugabe Bnei Hagola Kivan Shlo Heyin Lahem Shoshama B'Yvezim Mekudesh In Lam Lisbachalav Klav Alol Levatam Inyanim. They shouldn't. Not just they didn't have to. They shouldn't. That was part of the din that unless you heard it otherwise, the shlichim didn't go out. So, not like Tosfos. It's included, even if they're mistaken. No, they're not mistaken. They're following the halacha l'chadchila based on that takana. That's the Ritva. And third, if you look in the Turei Aven, the Shakas Aryeh writes, maybe this is based on the principle of Ein Eid Echa Nema Negara Chazaka. It's one aid. One aid is saying, but there's a chazaka that Bezdin didn't jump the gun. We just said before, if you have a sathek, lekame shadinan. So to say it was a day early, so that's Eid Echa Negara Chazaka. That's what the Shagasari says right here. To call davar shu becheskas heter ein en echa neman lohotzio mecheskaso ula asro. And he quotes the big sugyas in Maseches Gittin about this. He says, "Vekiva de echa neman v'makam chazaka lo lasar v'lo lahatir kol shekein sheid echa neino neman v'makam rov." To kaimelan ruba v'chazaka ruba adif, and rov is even stronger than chazaka. And this is a rov that they didn't make it this day. V'chulu. So that's why the Shagasari says, that's why. So you have the Tosfos, you have the Ritva, and you have the Turei Evan. Good, two other points. So that is, what is Yom Kippur called here? The Yom HaRabbah. The Yom HaRabbah it's called. So the Gilyanei HaShasti says, why is it called the Yom HaRabbah? Isn't Shabbos a Yom HaRabbah? Right, Yom Kippur is called the Yom HaRabbah. Says the Gilyanei HaShas, Rabbi Yosef Engel, Denikra Keim Al Shem HaYosu Gadol Be'echus Mikol HaYomim. It's classic Rabbi Yosef Engel language. It's gadol in quality in echus. Delibrei adam nechshav gam iser malachah yom kippurim chamer mishabbos. People think that Yom Kippur is more chamer than Shabbos. V'af delafia emes the Shabbos chamer debeskila. Even though Shabbos is really more chamer, Shabbos is skila. Yom Kippur is kares. Really, halachically, Shabbos is more chamer. Mikamakam hanu rak iser malachah aval etzem hayom. But the quality of the day, Yeshlomar de Godo Beechuso Mishabis, Mi Paas Hayosboch Gamchi of Inui Ubikaris, Vugamken Yom Kapara. Right, it's a day of it, it's the great day, because it's Malacha and Inui and Karis. V'o Nikra Yom Araba, Hainu Yom Agado, Al Pi Sefer Apardes. Why Sefer Apardes? Sefer Apardes quotes. We all know the Sefer Apardes. Why is Shabbos HaGadol called Shabbos HaGadol? One of the reasons, not the tourist reason, because the Rav gives a big drasha and they stay in shul. I feel like the day is so long because they're in shul so long. Right? That's, hopefully it's the opposite. Hopefully it's such a great drasha that the time goes quickly. But if they're in shul, they feel they're in shul all day because of Yom HaGadol. That's why it's called Shabbos HaGadol. So you have Kippur, you're not in shul any day longer. Another reason why it might be called the real big day, because you're in shul so long. Shachachav dore shilchas pesach v'shonam harbi v'beisach nesis v'niru lahem ayom aruch v'gadol. Gam yom kippurim. Right, you're in shul for so long. And then he quotes at the end what we've mentioned before. Mimashe nikreis v'seches yoma b'shem yoma stam. Mashma yom kippurim nikra gam ki stam yoma. This is the day. It's like the quote from the Marsha. The day. That's all Yom Kippur has to be called. It could be called Maseches Kippurim. No, it's called the day. Right? That's the Marsha at the beginning of Yom. That's why it's Yom HaRabbah. One final discussion on this little story. It's jam-packed. Jam-packed. What does Rashi... What does the Gemara say? They asked him and said they were fasting. They were fasting. I'm sorry, they weren't fasting. And they said, well, give testimony and then we'll stop eating. Then we'll stop. There is a discussion in the Achronim. We had this back in Maseches Yuma. The Arach Laner refers to here what he wrote elsewhere, what he wrote in his Shuvas in the Binyan Sion. And that is, on Yom Kippur we know the Torah does not tell us don't eat. It just says be in a state of inui, be in a state of affliction. So what happens if somebody ate? They are no longer in the state of affliction. Is there any reason not to eat anymore? They're no longer in the state of affliction. Let's say they had the heter. They were a chola sheish bo sakana. So they were able to eat. Is there any reason not to eat more? On a fast day, you could say, chachamimor gozer and isser achila. So that's every little morsel is going to be usser. Even if I broke my fast already, in quotes, still, there's a kiyum to keep fasting. But if somebody is already not in the state of inui, so maybe it's all over. Maybe it's finished. That... one would say that once you broke it, you broke it. So it says the Binyan Tzion, the Arach Laner, and it's true, it's Simen Lamed Daled, that there are a number of sources in Shas that say to say, no, you keep fasting. This is one of them. This is one of them. He asked that question, but he said, this is a Raya Mechrachas. It's hard to get out of this Raya. Because they said they were eating. They weren't in a state of Inui. And they said, well, if you tell us that it's Yom Kippur, we're going to stop. Right, that's what Rashi says. V'nekabal aleinu v'lo nochal. We're not going to eat anymore. So it's pretty clear. This is the Arach Laner says that you would say that you wouldn't be able to keep eating. That's the and again there are other rayas as well. But feel free to look in the in the Binyan Siyan and the Aruch Laner right here. In short, they quote it. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Gemara, Machriz Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan made an announcement. Machriz Rabbi Yochanan. He announced. Why did he make an announcement? Sifsa Chachamim says, well, maybe this has to do with the Mekomos HaRechokim. So just as a implicit message, this is not for you guys here. Rabbi Yochanan is in Eretz Yisrael. He says it's for the distant lands. So Machriz Rabbi Yochanan. Kol Hecha Dematu Shluchei Nisan V'lo Matu Shluchei Tishrei. Any place where the Shluchei Nisan can get to and not the Shluchei Tishrei. Why is there a difference? Because Tishrei, up until Sukkot, Tishrei has less days that you could travel. Right? 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So there are 3 less days. Nisan, all you have is Shabbos. You have a Shabbos up until Pesach. But that's why the Shlichim had a couple of extra days in Nisan. So what happened? There were places that they were able to reach in Nisan and not in Tishrei. So in Tishrei, they didn't hear about it. So Rabbi Yochanan said, made a gzera, that any places that they could get to in Nisan and not in Tishrei, La'avdu treyomi. They should hold 2 days, even Nisan. Even if they heard about it. Gzera, Nisan, not to Tishrei. Gzera. Again, this is not a gzera, gzera. Why? Because it's all, the worry was that if they don't hold 2 days now, they just violate the Isser Daraisa Malacha on Yantif at the other time. So it's a Gzeir Mishum Isser Malacha Daraisa on Yantif. So he said, hold 2 days. Hold 2 days so you don't get any, you don't have any confusion. That is the first statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Aivu bar Nagri. Rabbi Chia bar Abba. Iklu lahu Asra. They once visited a place. Davi matu shluchei Nisan v'la matu shluchei Tishrei. One of these places that the shlichim were able to get there in Nisan and not in Tishrei. V'avdi chad yoma. And they were doing 1 day. V'lo amrulu v'lo midi. And they didn't hear. They didn't say anything to them. Shama Rabbi Yochanan v'ikbar. Rabbi Yochanan got very upset. He's like, what about my psak? Amar lahu, lav amri lahu, didn't I tell you? Heichu dematu shluchei Nisan, v'lamatu shluchei Tishrei. In those places, lev d'shrei yomei. Gzeira Nisan unto Tishrei, didn't I tell you that? I told you that already, so why didn't you go? So, end of story. They took the Musar, Mistama. Asked the two Re'evan, great question. So why did Shlichim even go in Nisan? If Rabbi Yochanan made a gzera that even if they got to there in Nisan, so you shouldn't, you have to hold 2 days, so why'd they even go? They should have stopped. They should have taken a break. Wherever they got to a Tishrei, that's where they should get to, because beyond that, they have to hold 2 days anyway. Says the Turi Evan, no. Says the Turi Evan. Amai Akivan, the Mikol Makam, Shrikhan, Lassu, Bez Yomim, Torach, Zelama, why they slept there? Velo Od, and not only that, once somebody knows what the real day is, it's going to be very hard for them to hold the second day. Right? Very hard. I mean, Lamashal, Lamadav, Redome, right? 95% of the poskim say you have to hold 2 days of Yantav and Eretz Yisrael if you're a Ben Chuslaris, Bizban Azeh. So it's difficult. That's the halacha, but it's difficult. Everybody else is doing this. I really know. It's a little different, not exactly, but it's like, I really know, and this is what I'm doing. So, Bizman HaZeh we all know too. But at Chuslaris, that's what everybody does. That's accepted. So it's easier. V'lo od ala al yidei zeh efshe lo v'lidei takala. U'michshol shalo yit'u v'lo yasu al yom echad bilvad. So v'yeish lomar, he says, okay, there's michshol, but you can't worry about michsholim right now. He says, you know why you have to do it? Because there is a halachic reason to do it. They're going to keep 2 days mishum gzeira. But what if there's a tzorech? What if there's a chola? What if there's a mace? Those are the two differences in halacha, Chazal say, between Yantav Rishon and Yantav Sheni, right? And that is, if there is a chola she'ein bo sakana. Ein bo, yesh bo sakana, you can do whatever you want. A chola she'ein bo sakana, category 2 of a sick person, or a mace. But we spoke about differences, Yantav Rishon, Yantav Sheni, Beit Davav. So he says, that's why you gotta know the halacha. V'yesh lomar, t'yav agab da'osin beiz yamim mishum gzeira, afilu hachi mat yeshlichim lahasam, t'nafkamino le'inyin mace v'refua. Those are the two differences, Shulchan Aruch quotes, in Ilchus Yantif. The Avdi, Beis Yamin, Belish Luchim, if you just did 2 days without knowing, Havali Yom Sheni, Safig Yantif Mamish. Then you wouldn't know what the real day is. The EF shall likver bo mace, O lazos bo refua al yidei Yisrael. The Havali Safig Yantif shall Torah, Ula Chumra. But now that they really know, just Just like today, says the Shakas Aryeh in the 1700s. To Kaim Alambic via the Archa, the Ain Osin Yatav Sheni Elamid Rabana Misha Mishema Yaksa Davalikal Kulo, as we've said earlier. So he says then you would have the kulas of mace and chole. But Rabbi Yochanan said you gotta keep 2 days. You gotta keep 2 days. The Chashukei Chavid or Silverstein asks, B'yimosa Mashiach, are we gonna keep 2 days in Chutz Laaretz? He doesn't say how many Jews are going to live in Chutz Laaretz. I thought everybody's going to come to Eretz Yisrael. But let's say there's somebody in Chutz Laaretz. So, Kishe Mashiach Yagia, Hayim Yasu Yatav Sheini Shogalias. He says, on the one hand, we say we're going to go back to, let's say, Kiddush Afi Re'iyah. But on the other hand, maybe there'll be a mass text message, right? Or forget, it'll be live. Live video hookup of Besdin saying Makudish Makudish. Unbelievable. Why not? What's wrong with that? He says, what's going to be? La'achesh and notes room matosim, ha'idim yecholom agiyah l'chol makam tov kama shos. Uf rabbez ban hazeh, yish tekshorin ma'ot tova, v'gam yecholom ha'aso shidur chai, l'kol ha'olam, mimam ha'kiddush ha'chodesh. Unbelievable, hear it. Shidur chai from the Sanhedrin ha'gadol, lishkas ha'gazis. Everybody look, it'll be unbelievable. Why not? I don't know if you can have shidur chai in the Kodesh Kodashim on Yom Kippur. Right, let's say it's not on Yom Kippur, right? You can't, right? It's obviously a violation of Shabbason. But let's say somebody wants to watch their carbon being brought to the Mizbeach. You know, maybe there'll be a video hookup. So he quotes from the Drasha of the Chassam Sofer and from his father, Orval Yashiv. He thinks there still will be. It's a din in Chutz Laaretz, even if they'll become a reality, that it will be, everything will be within the time of seeing it, but he assumes that it would be, it was to quote from the Drushas Chasam Sofer, Lo ya'akru bezyam mitovim shogalias bimkom emklau, ki ze yezecher shahayinu begalus veheilenu Hashem upadan afshinu mikol tzara. It'll still be an opportunity for recognizing the greatness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave for us. Then at the end, he quotes an interesting discussion, and that is, L'chore, he says, we know the Gemara, in some cases, Makis Dav Hei, talks about Gam L'Parcha, flying camels. So why didn't they use flying camels with the Shlicha? They could have gotten much farther. You don't find that it seems like they were there, really fast camels. Why did they use them? He says, V'ulai Yesh Lomar, Shekelim Elu Misukanim Ma'od. They were pretty dangerous. Vitzar umnes gedola kedei lintzoa imam. V'ulai b'meshach nesiyasam gam yichol mahazik achirim. Lachin l'ratzok hachem l'shtami shem kelim elu. Afilu b'shvil matarak gedola kol kach kedei levasar gola. Because it would be dangerous. The ends do not justify the means. And therefore, you wouldn't be able to do this. And then he quotes on the bottom. He says, okay, ain't zeh hayarugel a stipler lomar. The stipler, my brother-in-law's father, says, sometimes used to say, Shemhaya Sanhedrin bizman hazeh yitachin ma'od, sheyu osrim et nihiga b'mechonit, kiven shetamun b'tocho sakana gedola, fu amimus hagodol shel dorenu. Wow. Says driving a car. Who says driving a car doesn't violate the principle of a nishmartim ov nafshos eichem? Who says that? How many people? Might more people die on one of the slan from car accidents than die in wars? One of the slan, so we'll have to see, but the minhag ha'olam of the greatest gedolim in the world, bizman hazeh, do not aser going at the car, and they themselves go in cars. They themselves go in cars. Moshe Feinstein and the Stipler and Chaim Kanievsky, and everyone went in cars. So that was what he used to wonder, but not that was actually what he paskin. Okay, Vaitin. Says the Gemara, Rava, right in the middle, Rava hayaragil tavi yosef b'tanesa treyome, Rava, used to be, you know, too far away. Used to hell 2 days Yom Kippur. Wow. Zimna chada ishtaka kavase. One time it came out that he was right. That the second day that he was holding turned out to be the real day of Yom Kippur. Right? So he was proving correct, at least in one case. We obviously don't do this. Let's finish the story, then we'll talk about it. Rav Nachman, Yasa B'Tanesa Kuli Yomi Tekipo, right? Rav Nachman one time was fasting on Yom Kippur. Lo'urta, as the night was finishing, as Yom Kippur was finishing, he was about to go home and break his fast. Asahu Gavra, somebody came, Amarle, L'macha Yom Arava Marava. Tomorrow's Yom Kippur in Eretz Yisrael. He's like, oh man. Amarle Mehechaat, where are you from? Amarle, Mi Damharya. I'm from a place called Damharya. Amarle, Dam Yideheachariso. Damharya, you're causing me to bleed. Meaning, I'm gonna die. You don't let me at least eat for 5 minutes before. You had to come right now. Kariale kalim hayarotvenu. He called upon him, light are those who chase after us. Right, a pasuk in Eicha. Meaning, it's, the enemies could get us very easily. Right, he's very upset. Very upset. Well, what is he so upset for? The guy just is doing his job. So the Sifzei Chachamim says maybe he wasn't the greatest, you know, Gadol Hador, Stama, he was Stama guy, but now that he said it, you know, I have to listen to him. But it says Kalamaya Rotveda. Kalamaya Rotveda, that's what happened. Right? We know the stories from World War II. Getting back to the dateline issue, some people were Warren Shores, they fasted 2 days, and not something that we follow halacha l'maisa. The Shulchan Aruch quotes it, the Rama quotes a minug like this, but we generally assume that it should not be done. The Rama quotes in the end of Hilchos Yom Kippur, Taf Reish Chaf Hey, right after the Rama quotes, V'ochlim usmeichim emotzo yom ha-kippurim t'aviksas yontif, right after quoting that line, Motzo Yom Kippur, make it a yontif. The Yesh Machmirim La'aso Shnei Yomim Yom HaKippurim. Quotes that daya. There are those that are machmir, like Rava, not in Eretz Yisrael, obviously, but there are those that are machmir to have 2 days of Yom Kippur because of Sveika de Yoma. The Yesh Lazeh HaTara. You can get out of it if you ever started it. The Ein Linog B'chum Razu. Don't do it, says the Rama. Mishum Yesh Lachash Yavol De Sakana. So chumra da'asa l'dei kula, and therefore you should not do it. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that even according to those opinions that held two, they only davened Yom Kippur 1 day. They just held an Isser Achila and Malacha the 2nd day. But they would put on tefillin, and they just, Right, it's more than, lo yispala rakila shalchov, yanichu tefillin, ach piyuta v'slichos yuchlu lomar kiritzonam. They shouldn't lay, they shouldn't even lay vayachal. Right, that's what he talks about that. But that's that day according to the Ramah. And we generally assume not like that. Okay. Shalach le Rav Ahuna bar Avin l'Rava. Going weiter. Karchazis de mashcha tkufas teves at shitzar benisan. Whenever, Rav Ahuna bar Avin said, whenever they saw that the tkufa, we know the seasons, the four seasons, whenever they saw that the tkufa of teves is going so late, tkufas teves should finish sometime at the beginning of Nisan. If they saw that tkufas teves goes so late and tkufas Nisan wouldn't come until Pesach started, until even after the 16th of Pesach, meaning it's going to start only on the 2nd day of Pesach, ibra lehishasa v'lo tachishla. They used to then add on, if they saw that this was going to happen, then they would add on a previous month to the previous year. If it was even a day earlier, Rashi explains, even if the tkufa started on the 15th of Nisan, that would be okay. Why? Because then you'd be able to just add on a day to Adar, not a whole month. If it was just 1 day earlier. But if it was so late, the 16th, 1 day is not going to help you. So therefore, you want to have Nisan in Chodesh Ha'aviv, in the Tkufas Ha'aviv, and therefore at this point, you'd have to add on another month. And don't worry about it. What is don't worry about it? Don't worry about the Deya, as we'll see, of Rashi quotes. Don't be Choshesh that Lameimar, Lichida'ahi, this is referring back to the Shita of Acherim that we had earlier, that holds that every year it's 4 days in between the holiday of one year till the holiday of the next year comes at 4 days later in the calendar. So he says this calculation is following that daya, and don't think it's a das yachid, meaning Rav Huna bar Avin held like it. Tichsiv, shamar es chodesh ha'aviv, guard the chodesh ha'aviv, shamar aviv shel tkufa sheyehe b'chodesh nisan. Make sure that the aviv, the tkufa, starts in the chodesh of Nisan. It falls out in a time of Nisan that the moon is still getting bigger, meaning it's got to be in the first half of the month. If not, then it's better to add on a month to the previous year, and go from there. Vayter, Amalu Rav Nachman, Lahanu Nuchu Seyama. Rav Nachman said to those seafarers, those who traveled in the sea, Atun de Loyaditu Bekvia de Yarcha, you guys who won't be able to know when Rosh Chodesh is, Ki Chazisu Siara de Mashlim Liyoma, when you see the moon being Mashlim Liyom, what does that mean? When the moon sets, when the moon is out the whole night, and it goes down right at sunrise, that's Mashlim Liyoma, when you see that, Be'iru Chamira, that means it's the 15th, that's the middle of the month, and make sure you get rid of your chametz. Make sure you get rid of your chametz. The Gemara says, Emas mashlim b'chamesa. One second. When does that occur? That's on the 15th. That's a day late. V'anan me'arbesar mevarinan. We got to get rid of our chametz on the 14th, not on the 15th. The 15th is already Pesach. Even on the 14th, it's Asu Daraisa, right, from the midday. So the Gemara says, no, it's only the 15th for us. L'ditu, t'migli luhu alma me'arbeisar mashlim. There's no artificial interference when you're at sea. The horizon is so clear and so open, they see things before we see them. So this would occur on the 14th for them and not on the 15th, and that is why Rav Nachman said that they don't have to worry about it, right? There is unobstructed vision there, and therefore this moon, the Sihara, the Mashlim Liyoma, that is a day earlier, and they don't have to worry about it. Says the Mishnah, back to Inyanim of when do we send the Edim out and the Shluchim. Al Shnei Chadashim Mechalanes HaShabbos. On two of the months of the year, the Edim are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos in their travels towards Yerushalayim. Right? This is not talking about the Shluchim afterwards, this is talking about the Edim going to. The Edim can be Mechal Shabbos twice for two of the months, Al Nisan Val Tishrei. Those are the crucial ones. They can be Mechal Shabbos for those. Shebohen, because on those 2 months, Shluchim Yotzin L'Surya. Those 2 months, Shluchim go out to Surya. What does that mean? Shluchim go out to Surya. Shluchim go out to all the places. The Meiri here says, no, it means that even at a time, which we'll see later in this Masechta, when they used to be Masi and Masuos, they used to hold up the torches and see on the Surya very close by, they always sent Shlichim, because they could always reach there. So in these months, they always went to Surya. Ubahen, and these months, Mesakanas Amoados, these are the two critical months, Tishri and Nisan, in terms of the Moados. So that's why the Edim getting there are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos on the way. We mentioned earlier a Machlokes, Rambam and Pnei Yeshua, we would call it, and that is, what does it mean Mechal Shabbos here? The pashas of the Rambam is that any malacha, get in a car, any malacha that needs to be done can be done. That's what it means Mechal Shabbos, that's the pashas. The Pnei Yeshua, though, is uncomfortable with this, to say all Chil Shabbos, no. I think it only means regarding the traveling, meaning the malacha of Mechamer, if you would even call Mechamer a malacha. Mechamer, using your animal in a certain way, riding with your animal, having your animal do work, right? There's the discussion elsewhere, the difference between Shvisas Behemto and Mechamer, but says the Pnei Yeshua, Mashba Milashana Mishnah Measugi de Schweitzen, to Mechalalina, Mechalalina Filo Bimalacha Gemura, to Mikra Yalfinan La, Pashas is that any Malacha can be done, the Afal Gav, De Ein Asi Docha Los Asi Sheish Bokares, and even though we usually say, you don't say Asi Docha Los Asi, where the Los Asi has Kares in it, and this has Kares Shabbos, still, Shiny Hacha de Gali Kra, it's a special Pasuk. Special Xeris HaKasev, that they could be Mechal Shabbos. But he said, even though it's the Pashas, I'm very uncomfortable with it. But Lav Hachi, Nirali, Dahai Chilul, Dekula Sugya, Eino El Inyan, Lav De Mechamer, which is not Karis. Kedemashva, Masnison, Desof Pirkin, will get there. So he says, if I could squeeze this Pshat in, that's what I would be more comfortable in doing. So the 2 months are Mechal Shabbos, and Shluchim go out to Surya and Masakhnas Amodos. Ukshaya Beis HaMikdash Kayam, and when we had a Beis HaMikdash, Mechal and Afakulan, then they were Mechal on all of them, Mipnei Takanas HaKarban. They wanted to make sure that Klal Yisrael brought the correct carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, so they went out on all of them. Period. Al Beis Chadashim Vesu Lo, the only 2 months, Shebahen Shluchim Yotzim, only 2 months, Shluchim went out. V'raminu al vav chadashim ha-shluchim yotzim. But 1 minute, they went out on 6 months. We had earlier, right? Adar because of Purim, and Av because of the Tainis. 6 months, not just 2 months. So Amar Abaya hachi kamar. Al kulon shluchim yotzim mi ba'era. This is the takana we were referring to earlier. On all of them, on all the other months, the shluchim were able to go out at night. Meaning, Rashi explains, the shluchim, except by these two, where we have a higher standard, besides Nisan and Tishrei, the shluchim, if they knew that Bezin was going to be Mekadisha the next day, they could already leave. They could already leave the night before, and they could gain an extra couple of days. So, explains Rashi, so that's why it wouldn't make a difference if the Edim that were on their way there would come a day later. Because right when the Edim would come, the shluchim would be able to go out. And therefore, we don't allow them to be Mechal Shabbos, because it doesn't make such a difference. They just go out that night. Nisan ve'al Tishrei Ashish would be Mezim Mekudesh. Nisan and Tishrei, we had a higher standard, and therefore, if the Edim wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos, they'd wait, let's say, for the next day, for 1 day, let's say they'd come at night, so then the Bezim wouldn't be Mekadesh the day until the next day, and then the Shluchim wouldn't be able to be Mechal, they'd have to wait till the following night to leave. So it would delay it. So that's why they had to be Mechal Shabbos for for these 2 months because the Edim would have to wait till Beis Din sanctifies it, hear it directly, and they'll be delayed. So we don't want to waste any extra time. So that's why they would go out on the other months, but that would affect how the Shluchim would go out on all 6 months, but there's a difference between when they would go out, and that's what affects whether the Edim have to be Mechal or Shabbos. Good. Tani Nami Hachi, similarly, Al Kula and Yotzen Miba Erev, Al Nisan Mal Tishri, Achish will be Bezen Mekudesh. Right, this is what was referred to earlier when Levi came and said it was Yom Kippur. He said, but I didn't hear it Beferish, so I can't testify about it. Tani Rabbanon, Minayin Shemachal Lin Aleh as a Shabbos. How do you know that the Edim are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos on their way? Tamalomar, Eile Moadeh Hashem, Asher Tikro, Sam Moadam. Says that Yochol in their proper time. Yochol Kishem Shemachalin al Achi Yiskadshu Kach Machalin Achi Yiskaimu. You might think that just like the Edom can be Mechal Shabbos, so too the Shlichim that go let everybody know when Rosh Chodesh is, that also they can be Mechal until there's a Kiyum of Bnei Yisrael. Tamalomar no Asher Tikru Osam Al Kriyasam Al Tamachalel V'Yata Mechal Al Kiyuman. Right, you're not Mechal on there. On the Kiyum of these days. And the Chlishi Aran explains that Rov Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael will find out about it without the Chilul Shabbos. He says that defines the Am Yisrael. He says outside of that it's still Am Yisrael, obviously, but we find in various halachas the Tzibur of Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael is the defining definition, is the definition of Am Yisrael for Parhel and Davashel Tzibur, for Smicha, for Egla Rufa, for various halachas. So that is what is noted here as well in the Chidushei Haran. Ukshaya Beis HaMikdash Kayim Mechal and Afal Kulan V'Beit HaKadosh HaKarban Tana Rabbanan Barishona Hay Mechal and Afal Kulan. Originally, all of them. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai V'chi Yesh Karban Hiskinush Lo Yimechal and El Al Nisan Al Tishrei Bilvad. Then it went back to only Nisan and Tishrei. The Shvus Yaakov here has a tshuva. With my Shvus Yaakov here has a tshuva, which quotes our Gemara. The tshuva is a Simon Yudalid. Bidavar, Shaholchu Shnei Yehuda Be'er Shabbos. Tragic case. Two people were traveling. They got attacked by bandits, by Shodadim. The Shodadim killed one of them, threw the body into the river. The other one was able to get away and got to the closest village. And they told him, and it was on Shabbos, and he's about to die, and he tells them where the other body is. Are they allowed to be Mechalel Shabbos to save a woman from being an aguna? They want to go find the body. They're worried that after Shabbos they might not find the body anymore. And this sounds halacha l'maisa case. Rachman al Islan. Imut lebezin lezdakek et slo biyama Shabbos lishmoa mimisas hasheni shederak. Not only mechal. I'm sorry. I take it back. Not to be mechal Shabbos. You can't for an aguna. Chil Shabbos to hear the testimony of this person to violate the halachas of ein donin b'Shabbos, the Isser D'Rabbanan from Beitza, in order to hear it so that, you know, this guy might die. He's mortally wounded, possibly. So are they allowed to accept his testimony today? So he goes through the whole din, and he's mekel. He's mekel that you're allowed to because of the takana of this woman. And he says, if we're mechal Shabbos mamish, d'oraisa for takanas hamoados, our Mishnah, surely to mechal just an issa d'rabbanan for the takana of a woman for the rest of her life. So he says that's the Shvus Yaakov. Rabbi Yosef Engelier quotes it and says, I don't think that's the most basic reason. I think his other tainas are better. But either way, that's what he uses our Mishnah. He says, if we're mechal and issa d'oraisa even for takanas hamoados, we'd definitely be mechal and issa d'rabbanan for a takana of this woman for the rest of her life. Says the Mishnah, Bein Shenira Ba'alil, Bein Shelo Nira Ba'alil, whether the moon was seen clearly or not, Mechalin Alev Shabbos. Even if the moon was clear, you still are Mechal Shabbos. Meaning the Edom can't say, well, if it was so clear, Mistama, other people saw it that were closer, and they don't have, and they're probably going, and they don't have to be Mechal Shabbos. No, you don't say that. Even if it was clearly seen, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. That's already considered a Tzarech. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Im Nira Ba'alil, Ein Mechalin Alev Shabbos. If it was clearly seen, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Because you have to assume that other people saw it. Maisa Shavru Yosem Yerbam Zug. One time there were more than 40 pairs that went. V'ikvar Rabbi Akiva B'Lud. Rabbi Akiva stopped them in Lud. Even though Rabbi Akiva was from Bnei Brak. Must have been in Lud. Shalach lo Rabbi Gamliel. Im Ma'akiv Atas Arabim Niftis Machshilin Lassil Lavo. Rabbi Gamliel says, don't do that. Don't do that. Why? Because if you stop them now, they're not going to come the next time. Not going to come. We're going to learn later on. They used to make them big seudas when they used to come, as thanking them, because we don't want people to think that, oh, other people will do it, right? They'll shirk the responsibility. So Rabbi Gamliel was very upset. Rabbi Akiva, don't stop them. My mashba the high alil the big lehu. How do you know that the word alil means clear and revealed? Amar bivo amar kra imros Hashem amaros taharos kesef tsaruf. The words of God are clear, purified silver. Ba alil laaretz, clear to the land. Mizukak shivatayim, right? Clearly cleansed sevenfold. That's the drasha of ba alil meaning clear. Okay, the next couple of lines is new. We're going to stop here because we're going to get into Moshe Rabbeinu's being a baki in 49 levels of chachma. That's going to come from the word shivatayim here. So we'll stop there before Rav and Shmuel. Beis Hashem, we'll pick up tomorrow with the end of the first, the beginning of the second perek, getting into some more lumdish questions. Okay, Parsha Shir is up, Beis Hashem, from last night. Feel free to enjoy, OU.org. And again, if anybody wants to sponsor any of these shiurim for a day, for a week, for a month, feel free to go to the OU website and find the donate button. Feel free to be in touch with the people there.